Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, Bola Tinubu has sworn in George Akume as Secretary to the Government of the Federation, SGF. Akume was the first governor of Benue State in the Fourth Republic from 1999 to 2007. After that, he was a senator until 2019 when he became Buhari's Minister for Special Duties. Yeah, did you know that? Did you know that he was a Minister for Special Duties? Did you feel Akume's impact in that role over the last 8 years? Do you believe that he performed well enough in that portfolio to deserve a go as the secretary to the federal government? Now you may be wondering, okay, well, what is even SGF? What does SGF do? It's a role that we talk about. It's a person that we talk about a lot without necessarily defining their role. So let me tell you what an SGF does. So at the federal level, you have SGF, the Secretary to the Government of the Federation. And at the state level, you have SSG. SSG is the Secretary to the State Government. But it's the same job. And that job is really called secretary to government. A secretary to government makes sure that the policies of that government are being implemented. So they help the chief executive, that's the president or the governor, to coordinate the policies and activities of the different ministries, make sure that they align, then also help the chief executive to monitor what the different ministries are doing to make sure they are actually executing on the policies. So an SGF or SSG is usually expected to be a very competent administrator, very competent coordinator. In a lot of ways, they are the COO of the government, while the president or the governor is the CEO. So it's a pretty important role. And today, George Akume has been sworn in. Second hard fact of the day, the Senate has approved President Tinubu's request to appoint 20 SSAs. The presidency did not specify who the 20 SSAs will be yet. So as you can see, Tinubu is taking steps to appoint members of his government. However, still no word on ministerial appointments, which brings me to our third hard fact of the day. We've now gone 10 days into the Tinubu administration without ministerial appointments. I'm going to keep the countdown going until we get them, just like we did for his predecessor, Muhammadu Buhari. Remember, we've seen how different countries handle ministerial appointments within hours or days, right? We have looked at South Africa, Zambia, Ethiopia, the UK, Kenya, Canada, lots of countries. And Tinubu has been preparing to be president for at least a decade, right? So I think it's fair to expect him to hit the ground running and appoint ministers quickly, yes? especially because he's stepping into lots of crisis left over from the previous administration. So the NLC has complained about not having a labor minister or petroleum minister during these subsidy negotiations, for example. Association of Resident Doctors raising their own demands, threatening a strike. There's no labor minister or health minister to interface with them. So, as you can see, Nigeria's problems are not waiting. How long will the president wait to appoint ministers? The answer so far is 10 days and counting. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. Thanks for tuning in alongside them. I've got a great show for you. Starting with today's big three, let's talk about Nigeria Air MD admitting that its only plane that was actually hired. Its only plane was hired. Then let's talk about the National Assembly's probe into missing subsidy money. And then let's talk about the Senate rejecting the Water Resources Bill. On the glass ceiling from 4 o'clock, we'll come back to a conversation we started last week about property ownership, joint ownership of property. Last week, I told you the story of a woman who took her husband to court because he sold their house without her consent, and the court reversed the sale. So we'll talk about that a bit more at 4 o'clock. Don't miss it. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about the impact of higher petrol prices on businesses. You've been buying fuel more expensively than you used to. How is that affecting your business? And that's most businesses. So I'm talking to you who's a Bolt or Uber driver or Lagos rider. I'm talking to you who owns a barber shop or a nail salon. I'm talking to you who owns a phone charging station. I'm talking to you who owns a business that runs on generators. How are the higher prices affecting you? What adjustments have you had to make? On the step down, let's talk some more about how some men take out their financial frustration on their supportive partners. Now, the step down will happen, of course, after we bring you the AFCFTA discussion show. It's our show about exports. Don't miss it. It starts at 6:15. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, Ain, Sandra, Ezekwesili, and Z's are your hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Are senators correct to call Hadi Sirika's Nigeria Air eye service? How can government demonstrate good faith while removing subsidy? Is the Ninth Senate showing teeth in its final days because Buhari is gone? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. The Nigeria Air MD says that, yes, they did charter the plane that we all saw. That's our first story. Dayo Olumide appeared before the Senate, who are probing the entire Nigeria Air fiasco. And he admitted that things have gone badly with the proposed airline. But he insists that it was not his fault, because he's new. Olumide said, quote, "As you know, this airline was launched with the logo in 2018. Several things have transpired since then that has nothing to do with me," end quote. Launched with the logo in 2018. Lagos, launched with the logo. See, anyway. No, wait first. Launched with the logo. I want you to go back to 2018. Think back. Do you remember all the arguments about that logo launch back then? Do you remember all the people who accused Hadi Sirika, the aviation minister, of eye service? Do you remember how supporters of Sirika and the Buhari administration accused them of being unpatriotic? Anyway, Dayo Olumide did not stop there. He admitted that the plane that landed in Lagos in May was an Ethiopian Airlines plane and that they just hired it for that flight. Now, yes, Ethiopian Airlines is supposed to be a shareholder and technical partner for Nigeria Air, but there's a difference between a technical partner giving you their planes permanently and you hiring their planes for one flight. That's what happened in May. That's why the plane's ID did not change. And Olumide admitted that to the Senate. And the senators were quite perplexed. They asked him why the airline and the aviation minister would rush to hire a plane just before Buhari left office. Were they trying to do eye service to trick Nigerians into thinking the airline was actually ready? That's what the senators are now asking. It's not Sandra that is asking. Senators are asking that one. And Olumide seems to admit that it was eye service. He says that, yes, the plane was hired and that it was really to show people what the airline could look like in theory. He said, quote, "The aircraft that came in and left was a legitimate charter flight. Any one of us here, if we have a destination wedding in Senegal, we can charter an aircraft. You don't need to have a license to do that. You just charter an aircraft you paid for it. It will be brought here, take your passengers, and off you go. And that is what we did. But in this case, it was to unveil. Ever since 2018, all you have ever seen about Nigeria aircraft were pictures and drawings, not the real aircraft. And we thought it was time to show what the real aircraft will look like and also to let shareholders know. You see, we have institutional investors. They are not in aviation, but they are putting their money for 10 to 15 years and to exit maybe at the premium. So they need to see what the actual aircraft will look like. So we brought it in here to show them that the aircraft will look like this." Then the social media dimension came into it. End quote. One, I saw that, then the social media, I said, I'm sorry, sir, did you just hear what you just said to us in this Senate, sir? What do you mean by social media dimension? Oh my God. Please, allow me to unpack. Let me unpack for you, Lagos, what the managing director of Nigeria Air is saying. First, he's saying that the plane that landed was not proof of an operational airline or proof that they have a license. They don't have one. Instead, he's saying that they hired that plane in the same way any rich person without a license can hire a private plane. Second of all, he talks, say, then do am just as demonstration to show people, say, oh, see what in this airline fit look like. And then he can't say the dimension, the social media dimension come inside. And me, I just look this matter. I'm curious. I don't know how he reason that part of the comments we make, because what in the sound to me be say, like, see, this thing just the sound to me like, say, when they charter that plane, which them themselves don't admit, say, no be proof, say, airline they real. They don't expect, say, people go ask questions. They just expect, say, as people see plane, you could just, you know, boo-boo gaga them. They could just keep quiet, you understand? But Nigerians don't wise. So people begin to ask questions, you understand? Now it makes sense, it's come begin probe the whole thing. And I guess, I mean, that says something about the power and importance of social media, which is why you should protect it at all costs. But, you know, moving on. This conversation also went to the airline operating certificate, like I explained yesterday, right? And I told you yesterday that getting an AOC, airline operating certificate, is a 5-phase process. Nigeria Air is still at stage 1. Authorities rejected their application to enter stage 2. And Dayo Olumide, the managing director of Nigeria Air, said that Airlines changed most of its principal staff. So they have to go through the entire process again of interviewing them, getting background checks, all of that. So that's why. So senators now ask him, okay, so why Nigeria Air can't they apply for stage two now? When we know say we need to redo a stage one paperwork for new staff. Meanwhile, Bashir Ahmed says that Nigeria Air is not a fraud. He was President Buhari's media aide. And they were parading, and I can't believe I just used that phrase, parading. I hate it so much, but it's so appropriate. They were parading Nigeria Air as one of Buhari's accomplishments. So now, Bashir Ahmed is responding to the probe by the Senate, and he tweeted, quote, Nigeria Air is not a fraud. The aviation ministry has made significant progress towards its realization. Branding unveiled, partnerships and agreements signed, most of the operational certificates issued, operational offices opened, Nigeria Air will fly to make Nigeria proud, end quote. Just a quick fact check there, saying that most of the operational certificates have been issued is false. The key certificate is, of course, the AOC, and the Nigeria Air is at stage 1 of 5. It usually takes years to go through stages 2 to 5. Anyway, that's the latest on the Nigeria Air fiasco. Lagos, let me hear your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. That second number is for our female callers. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700. It's not funny, but my God. My God. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. It's my tax. Look, I laugh so that I will not cry. Because now my tax. And see, because I'm working in the formal sector, I'm actually paying tax. I'm actually one of those Nigerians that can say that I dey pay tax. And my tax, they enter government pocket. Now, for those of you who are in the informal sector, you're also paying taxes. But unfortunately, all the taxes you're paying are not being captured by government, right? But you see my own tax, go. It they enter government pockets. So I'm laughing so that I will not cry. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I'm in disbelief, Lagos. 99.3, hello. How are you?
You know, I know fine though.
What's your apple?
Now every day they read for Nigeria, what they say, you know they believe. Now every day they read.
Okay.
Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Koro, they carry almost 186 million, mm-hmm. 90,000 put for one chance. You see that scam? Open class scam. Look, what is ESC doing by now? Does ESC need any petition to ask questions? You see, Sandra, when I said the government itself is teaching all the young ones how to come to power and see you. But I'm lying. You did all those showbiz to go rent play, to paint the Nigerian color, kind of come Nigeria. Meanwhile, we get every contract of play away for hunger there. I think earlier when government just shares it for hunger, you don't be paying the cost for us, but you won't spend that money. Sandra, Look, this same minister will soon get a problem for this next government. You pay them government like this. Because of this thing, now they push come outside. We know that they don't omit the name or not. PFCC, when they arrest people, bring the guy person where they see both, go for 100 years of Greek. You know, see this man to ask a question. What do you ask a question? When the man is president nephew, the present government now, Sandra, when he was a governor, how many persons were in government outside his deputy governors when they impeach for his own time saying he arrested for fraud? How many of them? Check out for the thing that the question is not even on me. Nothing they happen, Sandra.
Nothing they happen, Malik. Talk. 99.3, hello.
Hey, hello.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Sandra. Yeah, you say, there with the talk and some people waste a bit test, but they tell you, say, the news that they come out for art fast, not the original, not fake. Eh? That's what I know, they say, more of this, go still see and where. Make we watch.
Make we watch, my sister talk. All right, 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello, Sandra.
How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Blessing.
Blessing.
And I'm coming from very nice life. Sandra, you like I'm a ball. You do are not living 30, you are just 16 in a while. Sandra, you like I'm a ball. Goodbye, I just call you to laugh.
All right, thank you for calling, Blessing. Thanks, my friend. Sorry about that. Give me a call back if you can. Hi.
Hello, Madam Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Victor. I'm calling for Bariga. Who be that those people where they ask the question? This is not them, them.
Senators, they ask the question.
And now them now. Yeah. They want just make a man who know say they ask question.
Mm.
Yes, now them.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Victor, for calling. Victor says now them. Let's see what people are saying on WhatsApp. WhatsApp, by the way, is 080-959-75805. This message here from Ni Omole in Lagos. Ni says, Nigeria Air was a scam from the onset. For those who understand aviation, I said it back then and vindicated now that NAS that should have checked the scam from the start have confirmed the same. So what next? Another media trial like the off the mic episode and we move on? Our tolerance for naked, brazen corruption in Nigeria boggles the mind. Guess because most Nigerians just are waiting their turn, or how else do you explain? Ni, thank you for questions that I cannot answer. We've got Zed Isese from Jakande Estate. Zed says, please, is this Bashir Ahmed still in government or what? I mean, why is he coming to the defense of an indefensible, fraudulent act by Sirika and his former principal, Muhammad Buhari? We wait to see the outcome of these Air Nigeria scam of the century. All right, Zed, thanks for your message. We've got this one here from Peter Oyewole in Ota. Peter Oyewole says, Sandra, it's unfortunate that nothing will happen to anyone on this Nigeria Air matter. It's just one out of many abracadabra of the past administration. Please, what happened to the then Trader Money project? I beg. Make we be, Jerry. All right. Thanks for your message. We've got this one here from Sam in Ota. Sam says, to me, Sandra, I cannot blame the minister. I'll blame Buhari and his government. By now, Tinubu is supposed to have probed Buhari and all of his ministers. All the ministers, I mean. Even by now, Nigeria is supposed not to be talking about bad roads. But look at all the roads today. Sam from Ota, thank you very much for your message. Vincent from Badagry says, if this Nigeria Air scandal is swept under the carpet like others before it, then what are we really doing as a people? Muhyiddin says, I still believe that Air Nigeria project is on course, and I hope that skeptics and cynics will be proven wrong when the documentation and other processes are finally done with. All right, Muhyiddin, thank you very much. We've got this one here from Anonymous. Anonymous is asking me why I'm laughing at our airline launch. My brother, I laugh so that I do not cry. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let me bring you more stories about the removal of subsidy. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and our second story is the ongoing fallout from subsidy is gone. The Nigeria Labour Congress has explained why it called off its general strike. NLC says that the federal government is showing willingness to cushion the effects of subsidy removal. And so it is suspending its strike as a show of good faith during the negotiations, especially because of how tense things are in the country. Now, of course, that means that the NLC is no longer requiring the NMPC to restore the pump price as their own act of good faith, meaning that while the negotiations continue, you and I will keep paying the new prices for fuel. And that leads me to my first question for you. How much is fuel in your area right now? In the part of Lagos where you live, or Abuja for those who are listening from Abuja, or Enugu for those who are listening from Enugu, or Benue for those who are listening from Benue, or Kano for those who are listening from Kano, or Kwara for those who are listening from Kwara, Rivers for those who are listening from Rivers, Akwa Ibom, how much is fuel in your area now? Meanwhile, the Edo State government is increasing the minimum wage from 30,000 naira to 40,000 naira as a response to higher fuel prices. Also, in Edo and Kwara, civil servants will now work from home 2 days a week. So now they'll have 3 days in the office and 2 days to work from home. Of course, that raises some questions, right? If the civil service can function just as well working remotely for 2 days a week, why haven't they done this sooner? It's going to be interesting to see the results of this policy. If it's shown to work, maybe other state governments can adopt it. Lagos, for example. Lagos even needs it more than most other states, because even before the hike in fuel prices, we'd previously talked over and over and over about the impact to productivity because of traffic. We had serious productivity issues here in Lagos because of traffic. One of the Guba candidates, Gbadebo Road's Viva, talked a lot about encouraging work from home during the campaigns. Do you think the Lagos state government should, number one, consider ways to help its staff work from home on some days? Number two, provide incentives for employers who encourage remote work for their staff? Now, of course, some government offices cannot close physically for 2 days. So public schools, public hospitals, those ones must stay open, meaning that the people who work there must still come to work every day. But Kwara and Edo have a plan for that. Kwara says that they will compensate doctors, nurses, teachers and others for the extra 2 days that they have to come to the office. Edo State government also says that they're working to increase the number of students captured in their virtual classroom program. Basically, they're expanding a program that they started during COVID so that more students and teachers can stay at home for more days of the week. Because this thing is also affecting students. For students who have to go to school, they're paying more for transport fare now to get to school, which means it's hurting the pockets of their parents. So it's a lot. And these are some of the things happening in the aftermath of petrol deregulation. I would love to hear your thoughts. We're also hearing that the president is meeting with most of the governors right now. I'm going to give you updates on that meeting once we get those updates. But let's talk on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. If you're abroad, join the conversation, please. Give us a call on Skype, Nigeria Info 99.3. And of course, there's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello? Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Fidelis.
Fidelis, talk to me.
Sandra, I'm telling you the airline.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. I know you're laughing because it's sounding funny.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the kind of happy that is putting Nigerians into poverty. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, things that are supposed to be creating wealth for us, you see one person siphoning the money into his personal pocket.
Right.
And this is exactly what is causing poverty in the land.
Right.
If you take the whole sector, I believe this one or two of this has been happening. Honestly, it is painful. As I'm talking to you,
mm-hmm.
for some time I have not been working. I just keep wondering what is the hope, the future of this country. It is painful. Thank you.
Thank you, Fidelis, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, my name is Caroline from Magodo.
Caroline, welcome. Talk to me.
talking about the work from home declared by Edo State. I want to find out, is it that they'll be working from home or is it the free day?
Working from home, they'll be working from home.
Okay. That's fine. Because if it's going to be a free day, then we have to consider the economic implications
of that. No, they'll be working from home.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. 99.3, hello. How you doing? What's your name?
Good evening.
Okay, I can barely hear you.
Yeah, this is Dennis calling from Oloja, Papa.
Welcome, Dennis. Talk to me.
Thank you very much. I want to say congratulations on your station award for the year.
Thank you.
Yes, we are the background. We are listening.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to speak on the Nigerian aviation.
Yes, please, go ahead.
You see, that is the reason why we are calling for changes of government so that all these things will be brought to light at the end of it, and there will be a penalty for the corporate. But now the information will just come out, everybody will just shout, they will sweep everything under the carpet, start yelling off your mic, and because if the real issue comes out, you'll find that even some people, it's the same government now, is it not the same government that we have that is still in power? They are all the same thing. So we are just crying foul. At the end of the day, nothing will come out of this.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is that my favorite market woman?
Yes, so that is the market woman.
Welcome. Talk to me,
Jemai. Market woman, wait, guess it. You see her?
Yeah.
This corruption of it. Say that today we know say corruption full Nigeria. That is why sometimes I'll just laugh when some people will say, this government is not corrupt. It's the electorate that is corrupt. They are working in different places. I will laugh. Say these people, they don't know what is going on in this country. Some set of people just decide. Say this is how we will run this country, and nobody can do anything about it. You know the Nigeria issue, my sister. When this one eats finish, we invite another one. Say, oh yeah, come and eat your own. That is how they rule us in this country. So those who are waiting for a hard come of the issue, they will wait in vain, because these people cannot do anything to themselves. Because they know everything, except new set of people that is not corrupt, rule this country, then they will be brought to book. So it's not a surprise package. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp very quickly. This one says, this is from Dio in Canada. Dio says, the problem is that corruption has been normalized and value is placed on people based on how much they have. The country is irredeemably, fantastically and prodigally corrupt. Nigeria is just a laissez-faire society. Do as you like. If Nigeria were a company, it would have been liquidated long ago. Let's see how Tinubu will handle things. All right, Daya from Canada, 99.3. Hello.
Hello, yeah. My big sister, Sandra Ezekwes.
Thanks for calling, sir. What's your name?
I greet you. My name is Rapurujuku.
Rapurujuku, welcome.
Salam from Alimosh.
Rapurujuku, I got Rapurujuku, Nka.
My sister, I am never playing of
Abby.
I am never playing of my.
Okay.
So I'm happy to make it.
Okay.
Well, my take, number one, you know, our president, President Tinubu, he said we fight corruption. It's one of his major policies. So let's see how we take on this. We want to, because this is a high level of corruption in the country. It's a firm money meant for everyone, meant for the masses, meant for the welfare of this country. Some group of people will siphon it So it's, I mean, it's corruption. So let's see how they will fight it, because it's the high level of corruption. Then on the other hand, I have an advice.
Okay.
For the governors and the president.
Okay.
Let them sit up. In this kind of a situation we are facing now, subsidy, I'm not against subsidy.
Mm.
But, I mean, let the dividends of the subsidy, I mean, let them utilize it well, accordingly. Because if you give people what they want, like in terms of electricity,
mm-hmm.
there will be constant electricity supply.
Mm-hmm.
Let the government sit up. Let there be like this urban mass transit.
Mm-hmm.
All this kind of thing that government, control price, which will benefit everybody. Because like Governor Obaseki telling me that he made 40,000 for what do you call it?
Minimum wage.
Minimum wage. I mean, he's not only governor for the civil servants. He's governor for every Edo state indigene. So you have
businesses.
Holders.
Mm-hmm.
Businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, like businessmen, you have even unemployed people. Mm. How are they going to manage the situation at hand?
Mm.
Because cost of living in this country is so exorbitant.
Right.
So he's a governor for civil servants. So he gives them 3 days, working 3 days in a week.
Mm.
Maybe he put their minimum wage for 40,000. That didn't help matter. You put your policy that will cover every indigene, not only civil servants.
Okay.
And also, like for our president, Tinubu,
mm.
you see, let them sit up and use, control this country very well. Let everybody get this dividends of democracy. So every state, so every of indigenous. Because the poor masses are suffering a lot.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Rapper Ojukwu. Let's go back to WhatsApp now, where we have so many other messages. Have I taken this one? Yes, this was from Dio in Canada. Kali on Christmas, also in Canada, says, Sandra, they say seeing is believing. The minister has done what Nollywood could not do. One person shot a movie for 250 million people, and we bought it free of charge. Chai. Make we play. All right. We've got this one here from Andy Roberts. Andy Roberts from Ojo Alaba International says, where is EFCC that is breaking houses and looking for Yahoo boys while they are living with Yahoo men with this Air Nigeria thing? Is this not Yahoo Plus in the government of APC? I thought Buhari told us that they've paid subsidy for June. What is going to happen to that money, paid or captured in the budget? Well, it's been captured in the budget, but it hasn't been paid. We've got this one here. Okay, all right, thank you very much. This message says, those who protested in 2012, they now know that they were ignorant. What has changed now? Okay, we've got this one here from Shadrach. Shadrach says, in Nigeria, Shadrach says, in Nigeria, happenings in Nigeria is really affecting my psyche. The lawlessness in this country is to the high heavens. It's like I'm not living among humans anymore. I really need to shut down from news. And then you still see Bashir coming out to insult the sensibility of over 200 million people. You still see people defending this. Those supporting this evil are now shifting the post that it will still fly. Even if it will still fly, does the process look right, for goodness sake? All right. Thank you very much, Shedrack, for your message. I've got Grand McKay from Ikorodu who says, Sandra, now who calls us as a nation? Oh, my beloved country. Grand McKay, thanks for your message. Sandra, this Nigeria air fraud shocked me with the way the past administration borrowed heavily. They still have mind to scam us like this. So Nigerian government, they do citizens Yahoo now. Ah, all right. Thank you for your message. Okay. We've got this one here. I hope Alaba Alakpe will come out and defend this fraud by Buhari's government. Okay. Alex says, scam, 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 scam. We've been saying that this is a scam. This is a daylight scam. It's time for Nigerians to enter the street and protest. All right. All right, hold on. Let me look. Let me see if I'll see, you know, nice messages. I'm looking for nice messages. Victor says, this will still end in off the mic. My God. All right. All right. We've got this one here. E-Naira, scam. Rice pyramid, scam. New Naira, scam. Nigeria Air, scam. Okay. Well, eNaira is not scam. eNaira exists and you can fund it. You can use it. That adoption of eNaira isn't high doesn't mean that eNaira was a scam. But as our final act of the day, the Senate has rejected the Water Resources Bill. That's our third story. There's been so much controversy over this bill. I don't know if you remember, ever since then President Buhari introduced this bill in 2017. Basically, the people who opposed this bill worried that it gives too much control of water and the land around water to the federal government rather than to the states and to communities, right? And the bill passed the House of Reps back in 2020. Now, the Senate was debating it, but the senators objected to the fact that they couldn't see the content of the bill. I remember that Senators Gabriel Suswam and James protested because all that was presented to the Senate was the title of the bill. So based on that objection, Senate President Ahmed Lawan agreed to step down the bill. So that's the update on that. I'm a bit confused by this particular situation because how is it possible that the Senate was expected to vote on a bill without seeing the bill? I'm going to talk to Temidayo Taiwo Siddiq about this on Eyes and Nays this Friday. Eyes and Nays is a segment where we cover in detail the happenings in the national and state assemblies. So we'll talk about this. I'm curious about this bit of information. How is it possible that this can happen? But anyways, for now, the Water Resources Bill is dead on arrival. I say that because if the Ninth Senate ends without passing it, then the only way to revive it is to reintroduce it to both chambers. That's how it works. But I have a question. Do you think that the Senate would have rejected this bill if Muhammadu Buhari was still president? Do you think that the Senate delayed hearing this bill until Buhari left office? Are you happy with this outcome? 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget, still to come on The Glass Ceiling today from 4 o'clock, a wife sued her husband because she sold their house without her consent. The court agreed with her and reversed the sale. I'll tell you details of that story after the business news at 4 o'clock. But for right now, let's talk about today's stories on The Big 3, 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Madam Sandra. Obaseki, she won copy Gajare, then call it State Governor.
Okay.
She won copy her. And then that person where she tell you that maybe they move across Nigeria. Don't forget that the time where God be passed for Nigeria, she be deep ground. He buried speed. So till that speed grow from that time when Nigeria should go grow.
Okay, thank you for calling. Now, so work from home is not work free deal. I think people here work from home and they think, oh, it means you're not going to work for 2 days. No, you work. You just work from your house. Any file you have to submit, you submit it from your house. I wonder if they have infrastructure for that. So do all civil servants now have laptops? Are they still carrying files, like actual physical files? Or are they doing all of those things virtually now? I don't know. But 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
President Sandra.
What's your name, sir?
This is Tayo calling from Ogba.
Welcome, Tayo from Ogba.
If it is true that this administration want to fight corruption, they want to fight corruption, let them instruct or let them pass a law. All the filling stations in Nigeria should be, let them equip themselves with electronic gauge, with IP protocol, so that everybody will see how many liters that have been sold at each filling station every day. 6 months, 1 year after, it is either it's going to exonerate the subsidy, those who took pay subsidy and those who collected it, or it will indict them. So we will see who is in fooling one another. Because whether subsidy or no subsidy, we must know how many liters we are consuming every day for deployment and developmental purposes. We have to. People living in certain areas, they can say, we want to put a number of tasks on this thing so that we can use it to solve this problem. That is how it's been done all around the world. So let us make sure our filling station, like just like filling stations overseas, equipped with electronic gauge that will be telling everybody how many liters they receive and how many liters they sold. Then the government will be collecting their taxes, the state, the local, even the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Well, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, you have Mr. Mba online.
Mr. Mba, welcome. Talk to me.
Sandra, I heard you say that Tinubu appointed Nkrumah.
Yes. Okay. Oh? Mm-hmm.
Appoint Nkrumah. In elected December 1999, the man Abume, governor of Benue,
yes,
and also a minister or a senator.
Yes.
You see, Sandra,
mm-hmm,
a man who had been in office, service over how many years, and this kind of high position over how many years, and he still appoints also in the Tinubu administration, also in the Buhari.
Right.
I'm asking, please, where is the future of the youth in this country? Where is the future? If such a man can be in the office like all these years, where is the future of this of our youth in this country? A man who has been in office since how many years? Future. I'm a tender. As far as I'm concerned, there is no future about the poor man in this country.
All right, thanks for calling. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's see if we can squeeze in a few messages from social media. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is The Big Three on Hard Facts. Don't go away.